Begin the current daf, Masechtas Tmur daf test. We get on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of this parak, this Masecht, regarding Mamirin, the halach of Tmura, of trying to swap the sanctity from one animal to the other, and then they both get that sanctity, violating this prohibition of doing Tmura. Says the Mishnah Mamirin, the effectiveness of Tmura will be, Menatzayin ala bakar, even from flock on cattle. Flock is like the small animals, and cattle are like the larger, the cows. Umina baka ala tzayin, or from cattle on flock. Umina kfasim ala izim, or from lambs on goats. Umina izim ala kfasim, or if you're trying to swap from a goat to a lamb. Min azcharim ala nekevis, even if you're switching from a male to a female. Min nekevis azcharim, from a girl one to a boy one. Min atmim al balimumin, from the unblemished to the blemished. Min balimumin ala tmimim, from the blemished to the unblemished. Doesn't make a difference. Whatever type you're trying to take from one to the other, that's going to be the iser and the effectiveness of Tmura. Shlomo says the pasuk in Yikra says lo yich lefena, you're not supposed to switch him. Lo yomer oisa, you're not supposed to replace it. Taiv says the pasuk, what's good, meaning even if you're taking an unblemished one of chulin bera, you're not supposed to go ahead and try to transfer that, even a bad one, an inferior one of kaidish. Which that's what the pasuk says, Vimham Yamr, if you're going to go ahead and do that, which that's going to be the halach of Tmura. So obviously we see that we could go ahead and do Tmura even with a blemished animal. Now the reverse, regarding going ahead and taking effect Tmura even on the blemished animal, the pasuk says, Oira b'toiv, which sounds like that if you're taking a blemished one of Chulin, that's also going to be the violation of Tmura if you're doing for a unblemished one of Hekdesh. However, the Mishnah qualifies, says, Vezeu toiv bera. What type of case of bad of hektish is going to be considered tamura that you're replacing it with even, let's say, a good one of chulin? It's bali mumin, it's only a blemished carbon, shekadim hektation as mumin, that its sanctity was before its blemish. Then, if you're doing tamura, the halach of tamura will take effect. But if, let's say, it was blemished before even someone was makdashed, then that's not going to have the halacha of Tmura, as the Gemara is going to explain what's the source for this halacha. So the Gemara says, Minan Meili, where do we know this halacha of Amisha from? Says the Gemara, the turn about because learned the Braisa. Pasuk says of a Yikram, and says that a person shouldn't go ahead and do Yachlifenu, and shouldn't be Yamar, so like we said in the Mishnah, Teberah, Rabba Taiv. And the Mishnah says, Vimhamer Yamar, and if he's going to go ahead and do Tmura, as our Braisa quotes, Behema, Bevehema, one animal in another animal. Ah, then that's what the pasuk says. Who is marasi yekaidish? So then both of them now have the sanctity. Says the Braisa, Mikan shem amirin min atzayin al bakar. This is from where you learn not the halacha of Mishnah that tamur is going to be on the flock, on the cattle, min abakal atzayin, from the cattle on the flock, min akfasim al izim, from the lambs and the goats, from the izim, akfasim, the goats and the lambs, min azcharim al kevis, from the male and the female, min akevis azcharim, from the female and the male, min bali mumin al atamim, from the blemish to the unblemish, min atamim al bali mumin, from the unblemish to the blemish. Now continues the Braisa, as our Mishnah qualifies. Now, Yachala Filakadam Mum Lekdation, you would think, okay, even if this Kaidish one that you're swapping with the Taiv of Chulin, that even if, let's say, it was blemished before it was sanctified, that there also the Halach of Tumur would apply, Tamalayma, that's the Pasuk teaches, Lo Yachlefenu Velo Yomara Isi Taiv Bera Oy Rabbit Taiv, which, as the Braisa explains, as our Mishnah said, Vezeu Taiv Bera. What's the case of trying to take a good one of chulin to take the place of the bad one of hektish? That is bali mumin shakad mekdeshin as mumin. That's specifically if it's a blemished, it's a bad hektish, but it became blemished after that. It became blemished only after it was hektish. But regarding if it was blemished before it was sanctified, then it's not going to be considered a valid case for that of hektish. Now, says the Gemara, my Talmudah, like we had alluded to the question in the Mishnah, where do you see from this pasuk that halacha that it has to be that the blemish was only after it was sanctified? So Amabai says because Neimakrai says because the pasuk should have written lo yach lefenu b'lo yamareisai, which that's the pasuk starts off like this. Don't swap it. Don't try to exchange it. Toiv bara, a good chulin for a bad hektish. Oy ra boy, or a bad one in it. If it would have been written like that, so we would have understood, oy ra, or a bad one of chulin, you shouldn't swap it, not for a good hektish, not for a bad one. So, b'toiv achrina lamali, why does it have to say, oy ra b'toiv, that last word toiv, what's that coming to teach us? We know, you're not supposed to go ahead and take a good chulin for a bad hektish, or a bad chulin in it. And in it would be any type of hektish, which you're not allowed to do. Why does it say b'toiv? Shmamina, because it's coming to qualify the type of hektish that you can't do tamura for. It's specifically toiv meikarai. Has to be that in the beginning it was good. When it was sanctified, it was unblemished. Then it developed a blemish. Now it's not good. Now it's ra, which the halacha is even going to be that you can't go ahead and do tamura. But it has to be toiv meikarai. That's when I said tamura. That's when it's going to make tamura. But ra meikarai and I said tamura, if it was bad from the beginning, then it doesn't qualify for the halacha of tamura. Now, that was a biased interpretation. Rav Amar, he says, actually, tavayu toiv yitur miyatri. He says, even more than the bias, he says, actually, both words of toiv in the pasuk are superfluous. Because imkein, because if they weren't, the nichtiv kara, the pasuk should have written out like this. Loyich lefenu v'lo yamaraisai bira. Don't substitute it for bad, which would have sounded like that the thing that you're substituting, the chulin, is good. Oy rabbi. Or bad in it, which would have sounded like, or a bad one of chulin, you shouldn't swap for either good or bad of hektish. Why did you have to say both words of taiv? Rather, says Rava, both are coming to tell us a drasha. Chad taiv, one time that it says the word good, is that a fila and the girsa adds in the word taiv betaiv nami kimam or lucky, that even if one goes ahead and swaps a good chulin for a good hektish, that's even that is going to be a problem of tamura. V'idach, and the other time it says the word taiv, is telling us taiv mi'ikari, I said tamura, which was the other drasha that Abayat said, that only if the hektish had initially been good, meaning unblemished, then now, even though now it's bad, and you're even upgrading it to a chulin that's good, that's taiv bara, but it has to be that originally, that chulin, that hektish was taiv. That's why I say ra b'taiv, that then it's going to make tamura. But ra meikari, and I said tamura, but if it had been bad all the way from the beginning, where it was called the mumun lekdation, then it's not going to qualify for the halacha of tamura. Now, but Abaya, Abaya would tell back to Rava, what do you mean, kavo chaymehu? It's a kavo chaymehu. How can you say the one word toiv is coming to allude to the case that you said of toiv b'toiv, but you know that from a kavo chaymehu? Because a ma toiv b'ra, if you have the halacha of the pasuk that says that when you're trying to swap a good one of chulin and a bad one of hektish, that lui kuma alile, where you're actually elevating, you're upgrading the hektish. It's a bad hektish, and you're upgrading it to a good chulin. Still, the pasuk tells us when it's toiv bara, it's lucky, it's going to be lashes. So toiv b'toiv d'chia dadin in this. So when they're both good and they're both the equivalent, and you're not upgrading it, loy koshka and the lucky. Obviously, if you're doing tamura, you're going to get lashes. How can you say that? It has to say the word toiv to tell us that even toiv b'toiv. If the pasuk explicitly tells us that even toiv bara, even a good one of chulin and a ra of hektish, one's going to get lashes. But Rava, he would tell you, you're right, it's a kavo chaymer, but ain't ain shimin adin. One cannot get a punishment based on the logic of a kavo chaymer. And that's why you need to have the pasuk, because based on the kavo chaymer, we wouldn't have given him lashes when he would go ahead and do tamur, taib b'taib. So though the pasuk, you're right, is telling us clearly taib b'ra that you're going to get lashes, but taib b'taib we would have not known, and therefore we have to have that illusion in that extra word of taif. But Vavaya Malach, he would tell you back, no. Halav dinahu. It's not an einchim min adin. It's not based on logic, meaning from a kavo chaymer. Rather, it was called a gilu mil saba amo. It's a revealing to us something which, when the pasuk is revealing to us that there's going to get lashes, even for a case of when there's a good chulin, when you're going and do tamura of a bad of hektish, in that revelation is obviously also telling us that the same thing would apply of good hektish, that one's going to get lashes. Because mi garad taiv mira, do you think good is worse than bad? In other words, do you think it's worse the case of when you have good hektish than from bad hektish? And that is, Abai is telling us, in the pasuk inherent, it's telling us, just like by bad hektish, when you're going to swap it for even good chulin, one's going to get lashes. So the same thing would apply for good hektish, because the Torah wasn't particular about exactly what type. It's just telling us clearly you can't do a chalip and you can't switch, and therefore inherent in that, it's not a kavo chaymer. It's in that halacha that is telling us that it would apply, and therefore he doesn't darish in that word taiv, the way Rabbah does to allude to the halacha of taiv b'taiv, because that he knows from the pasuk itself. Now, related discussion, the Gemara says, turn around and learn the Braisa. This pasuk that we're bringing regarding the halacha of the Issa of Timura, so it says two terminologies, loyach lefenu v'lo yamar Issa, and the Braisa expounds what they mean. When it says loyach lefenu, don't try to switch it, that's b'shalachem, because chiluf sounds like an exchange between two people. So that's even if you're exchanging between two people, that's the Issa. And v'lo yamar Issa, when it's trying to replace, that's b'shalachem, that's even with his own. Both of them are the prohibition of Timura. Now the Gemara wonders, but v'lichtav lo yach lefenu, why doesn't it just say lo yach lefenu? which is between two people. We wouldn't have to say lo yamar isa because you think it's any less when it's his own than when it's from someone else. So the Gemara, yeah, because ikas of hachi had it only written leyach lefenum. So Avimina, I would have said teitze zu vitikane zu, that one's leaving and one's coming. In other words, over there, you're right, even though it's not effective, because actually the one that's hektish, that's unblemished, actually does not become tichulin, doesn't get unconsecrated. But even so, that's where hu detilki, that's where the person is going to get lashes, because that was his intention, to say, okay, you take this one and I'll take yours, which was to remove his hektish tichulin, and then his new one will become hektish. Therefore, you get lashes. But when he's doing tumura, where both of them are being sanctified, they're both from his own. I would actually say he doesn't get lashes. Therefore, we have to say lo yamar osa, to say that even when his intention was to hold on to both and both are going to be hektish, still that he's going to get lashes. Now, Gemara asks, what is this case that we said when you're doing tumura with someone else's animals? What is that case? And that is ename behemah dehektish today. If we're talking about where the sanctified animal is his own, and when he's doing tumura, is v'chulin de'alma, he's using someone else's unconsecrated animal. That is the gemara mi matzi maknish. Could he sanctify someone else's animal in the sanctity of tumura? But ish ki yaktish is basic kodesh lasha merachman. There's a pasuk that we always use in regards to quantify how to go ahead and how does hektish work. It says a man that's going to sanctify his house, that's going to be holy to Hashem, says the Torah. What that comes to teach us is that this is the prototype that ma basic b'shus is just like his house is in his domain. That and then he can be makdish something. Afkal b'shus, whatever is in his domain. How does he give the kedusha of tumura onto someone else's animal that's not his own? Sela ve'ela, what are you going to say the other way? Behemah dehektish de'alma. The sanctified animal is someone else's. V'chulin de'day. And the unconsecrated one is his own. And then he wants to go ahead and make this animal that is his, which is in his domain, to make it tumura. That has to give him a mi-mitvah b'dabar shein shalai. Could he go ahead and transpose and transfer a sanctity from an animal that's not his onto his own? How's that going to work? Says the Gemara, lo'ilam behemah dehektish de'alma v'chulin de'day. Really, the case is talking about that the sanctified animal is someone else's, and the unconsecrated one is his own. So it is bishu, so he could sanctify his animal. But then the question was, but how could he transpose someone else's animal sanctity onto his animal? It's going to amar mari de behemah dehektish. It's told about a case where the owner of the sanctified animal said, whoever wants to go ahead and do tumur with his animal could go ahead and do it. So that person gives him permission. So therefore he could transpose and the sanctity could take effect on his animal because it's his own. It's b'shusay, and therefore that's the case that we're told about is alluded to in Lo Yichlef Eno, that to go ahead and do a tumur with someone else's animal and his own. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on this theme of Mamirin regarding this Isser of tumura. So says the Mishnah Mamirin, the effectiveness of tumura is even if one takes Echad, one unconsecrated animal, bishnaim, to take the place of two sanctified ones. Like he says, harei zu tachas elu, I want this one to take the place of these two sanctified ones. Or the reverse, bishnaim, where he takes two chulin animals, be'echad, to take the place of the one sanctified one. Where he says, harei elu tachas zu. Or echad b'meya, or if let's say he says he wants one to take the place of 100, or meya be'echad, 100 to take the place of one. Either way, that is the element of tumura, to make them all sanctified, and being violated in this issa of tumura. But that's the Tanna Kama. Shimon Ami disagrees. He says, no, Eimah Mirin Ela Echad Be'echad, Tumur only works one for one. Shlema, because the Pasuk says, V'hayu Hu Usmurasa Yeh Kodesh, because it and its Tumur will be sanctified, which is Mahu Meyuchad, just like it, the original one, is distinct, because it says Hu in the individual. So Afhim Yuchad, so too also its Tumur is also distinct. It's only one for one. Can't do one for two, two for one, 100 for one, and one for 100. Now the Gemara says, Menad Mili, where do we know the Halacha of our Mishnah from? Says the Gemara, the Tanna Banu could learn the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, in that Pasuk that we're quoting, the Pasuk of Tumura, it says, and if he's going to switch, behema bevehema, one animal for another animal. Says the Tanna Kama, mekanchem emirin echad bebeis, from here's where you learn that he could, that the halach of Tumura applies one for two, or beis be'echad, or two for one, echad bemei, one for 100, mei be'echad, 100 for one. Now, Reb Shimon Eimer, as in the Mishnah, he disagrees. He says, no, eim emirin ele echad be'echad could only have the halach of Tumura one for one. Kashanema behema bevehema, it says, an animal for an animal. In the singular, v'le behemah bevehemah, doesn't say an animal for animals. V'le behemah bevehemah doesn't say animals for an animal. And therefore, you see, he says to the contrary, it's one for one. To which the Gir says, amru loy, they said to him, no, metzinu behemah shekruya behemah. We find that including in the terminology behemah, although it's in the singular, that actually includes the plurality. And therefore, no, to the contrary, the pasuk saying bevehemah, it means behemah too. Kushanema, the pasuk says in Yainu, Uvehema Rabba, an abundance of animals. And they use the terminology Vehema, so to the contrary, you see Behema means many too. But Reb Shimon, he would tell you, no, Behema Rabba Ikri. Yes, many animals could be used in the word Behema when there's a word of Rabba with it. Behema Stam Lo Ikri, when just using the word Behema, does not mean plural, it means singular, and therefore it's only one for one. Tosh Tegmar asks, the time of Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Behema, who is the reason Reb Shimon, like we're explaining here in the Braisa, because of the singularity of the word Behema? But Vatayim and Reb Shimon Mishum Hu, the reason Reb Shimon, like it says in the Mishnah, V'hayu Hu Usmerasai, which he said to mean Mahu Miyuchad, just like the original carbon is distinct that it's singular, Av Tamur Miyuchad, so the Tamur is distinct that it's singular, and not from because of the word Behema. Says the Gemara, Mikara Amalam Reb Shimon and V'hayu Usmerasai. Yeah, initially he says like it was said in the Mishnah, from V'hayu Usmerasai, Mahu Miyuchad Av Hi Miyuchad. But v'chichazu didarsh rabbanim bebehema bebehema. Once he saw, like we explained the brisa, that where do they learn out their source of plurality from bebehema bebehema? Amalem ihus. That's what he said to them. Oh, mahasim nami mitzin lamel of time of the day. He says from the same pasuk he learned from. That's where I can even learn a source from my opinion too. That it says bebehema bebehema, which is singular, and therefore that would be his halacha of echad be'echad. Now, according to the second interpretation of Rashi, which we're going to go that. This next Gemara is not answering what the previous Gemara had said, according to the Gersos that we have. Rather, the Gemara brings a machlokes regarding this opinion of Reb Shimon. I'm Resh Lakish. He says, Moedir Reb Shimon agrees, Shemamirin v'chazin umamirin, that you could do a tumor on the animal, and then you could subsequently again do a tumor on that same animal, in that original animal that was sanctified, even up to 100. My time, what's the reason? Because Kedusha Rishayna, the Hekdesh, Lehechan Halcha, the initial sanctity that this animal had, where do you think it went? It doesn't get removed when you go ahead and you do Tamur with an animal. So even if you do it 1,000 times, you're still doing Tamur, it's going to be effective. So although he said in the previous Halacha, it's one for one, but that's only at the same time. Because Behema Behema. But once you did it, and now you're doing it again, so if the initial sanctity is still there, well, you could keep on doing Tamura in that same original animal. But Rabbi Yechonam, he says no. Just like you can't do two for one, kain ein mamirin v'chayz mamirin. So you can't do tamura and then again a tamura again a tamura. Literally, it's one for one, and that's how much it stays forever. You can't do tamura again. Says the Gemara Tanik Abaseid Rabbi Yechonam. We have a brayse that says like Rabbi Yechonam, and Tanik Abaseid Resh Lakish. We have a brayse that says like Resh Lakish. Tanik Abaseid Rabbi Yechonam. We have a brayse that says like Rabbi Yechonam. That says k'shem she'im amirin echad b'shtayim. So it's the same idea. Just like you can't do one and two. So you can't do tamura and again do tamura again. Tanik Abaseid Resh Lakish. On the other hand, Rabbi Breisa says like Resh Lakish. Yachol k'shem shal Rabbi Shimon she'im amirin shneim be'echad. You would think just like Rabbi Shimon says you can't do two for one. K'chem amirin v'chayz mirin. So you can't do one and again do one with that same one. Tamalayim v'ha'yu usmeras. That says and it will be it and it's tamura, which sounds like afilu b'meyah, even 100. It, every time you keep on doing it, it's again a one and one, and you could keep on doing mamirin v'chayz mamirin. Now. Says the Gemara. Bayer Bavin has a question now, a subcategory in what we just discussed. Ledivri Aimer, according to the one who says, that's Rabbi Yechonon's opinion in Reb Shimon, that he said, so you can't do Tamura and then again do Tamura. You do it once, that's it, you can't do Tamura again in that original sanctity of that carbon ever again. The question is in the following case. Hifrish Ashim Liskababai. Someone separated, designated carbon Ashim to get atonement with it. It's a guilt offering. And Vehemer boy, he went and he did the halacha of Tamur. He violated the Isser, he went and he says, I want this one to take the place of this one, thus doing Tamur in this Ashram that he had separated. Now, as it continued to Talmud Beis, the case continues. Vuhuma. Now, this first Ashram, which he already did Tamur with, developed a blemish. Now, blemished Ashram you can't use for a carbon. So what he did was, is Vechililoya alacher. He then deconsecrated, which yeah, you redeem it, it has a blemish, you can't bring it as a carbon, deconsecrated onto a second animal to take the place and be his new carbon ashram. Then, v'niskab b'ashram acher, he actually subsequently got atonement with a third animal. Meaning, after he lost this second ashram, first one developed a blemish, and then he separated a second one. Then he lost that second one, which he had used to be mechal the first one on. And then he gets atonement with a third animal. Then the case continues, then he subsequently found the second one. Now, the halacha is v'nitik la'ayla. It gets removed from the category of being an asham, and actually takes on the status of a carbon ayla, because the halacha is what's called asham shekipa b'ayla ba'acher. If there's a carbon asham, a guilt offering, that the owner got atonement already with some other animal. So then the designation automatically goes to be what's called the Oilas Nidvas Tzibur. It's now a donation for the Tzibur to be brought as a carbon Oila, which are what's called minimasaris from the excess of the monies, which was a drasha Yod HaKayin made, as the Gemara brings later on the Chav Kimmel Mabez. So now this second animal is actually now a carbon Oila. That he asks, Mahar Shu Yamarbay. What's the halacha? Could there be tumura now in that second animal? What's the question? Do we say that since this animal came from the strength of the first animal, because it was a replacement for the first one from the first ashram, so therefore you can't do tumura in it, because he already did tumura in the first one? Or do you say that no, since it's a totally different body, and it's actually a totally different sanctity, because when you went and you did tumura in the first one, it was an ashram, and this one is an oila, so therefore maybe you would be able to do tumura, and it wouldn't be a problem of mamir and v'chayz and mamir? That was his question. And that Adam Abaye says, Ma'kame Bailey, what actually was his question? Which the Gemara understands, this Abaye's question, is that is there seems to be two principles at play, and it would seem like one of them would be the more dominant principle, and therefore he's asking which one was primarily his question. As follows. Ibe's guf v'kedusha achas. If his question was regarding if you have two different bodies with the same sanctity, in other words, do you say that since it's a different body, so then, even though it's the same sanctity, let's same ashram, but you can do tumura? Or do you say that no, since ultimately it's the same sanctity and it was taking its place, so then you can't do tumura anymore? So if that was his question, why did he make such a big case? Then it should be even without getting an atonement with the third one, which, as we described, that he lost the second one, and then he got with the third one, and then he found the second one. The question should have been simplified, and he should have said, if someone separates a carbon ashram to get atonement with, and he does tumur with it, then the first one develops a blemish, and he deconsecrates it onto a second one. The question should have ended over there. What's the halacha? Could you do tumur with the second one? And that is, do you say that since it's a different body, so you could do tumur with it, or do you say that no, since ultimately its whole viability was because it's taking the replacement of the first one, and it's the same sanctity of Asham, just like the first one was Asham, this one's also Asham, therefore you can't do Tamura. Why does he have to go ahead and add on to the case and say, Niskapa Ba'acha, that there was a third animal over here? Now, and Ibe's Kedushas V'Govecha, and if his question wasn't, like we just said, two bodies with one sanctity, rather, two sanctities in one body, so then Tibayi Libalei Humam. Then he could have had the question without even the first one having developed a blemish and that being mechallel on the second one. Rather, the case he should have described was someone designated carbon ashram and they did tumur with it. Then they lost no blemish. They lost the first one. So then they got an atonement with a different carbon ashram, which he had separated from his flock. Then subsequently they found the first one, which, like we said, it's Shneskapa Bala Ba'achar. So the first one becomes a carbon Ayla, where it's the one body, it's the same ashram with two different sanctities, because now it's an Ayla before it was an ashram. That should have been this question. He could have said that, okay, since you say that it's one body, so what are you going to say? So you can't do tamura, because you already did tamura with this animal once before. Or do you say that no, since ultimately it's two different sanctities, so therefore, although that you already did tumur once, but that was when it was an ashram, and now it's an ayla, so maybe you could do tumur with it. So since that it's in one body that his doubt was, so why did he go ahead and say it in two different cases? That's the question that Abaye has. And that is Mamanashach. Which principle is the primary? It should have been said, the way Abaye understands it, that essentially is actually, we'll explain later on, and later in the Gemara, that it sounds, Abaye understood he was asking two different questions. And the question is, so which one is the primary? Says the Gemara, actually, Reb Oven, Chada Migoy Chada Kamibayle. Actually, his question was one out of another one. In other words, it's what's called an Imtim Tzolaymer. You're right. He actually had one question. And what he was saying was as follows. If someone designated ashram, they did tamur with it. Then they developed a blemish and they deconsecrated onto another one. And that other one has, now it's a second body, but the same sanctity. That was his original question. He wanted to know what the halacha be. Now, that was the primary. So that answers Abaye's question. Yes, his primary question was, Shnei Gufim Kedusha Achas. And then he followed up and he said, V'im Tim Tzlem. And if you're going to say, okay, Shnei Gufim Kedusha Achas Loi. No, two bodies with one sanctity, that's not going to be effective. Mishum Debehi Kedusha Ha'id Mabocha Dezimno. Because that sanctity was already utilized once before. And you can't go ahead and do it tomorrow a second time with that same sanctity. But then, and essentially the same question would be the other way that Abaye had asked, which is these two are both equal options, two guf and kedusha achas, two kedushas, one guf. But then he added on and says, even if you're going to say that case is not going to be effective, because either it's the same body or because it's the same kedusha. But then he doubled down. He says, okay, but shnei gufim shtei kedushas. What's if, let's say, it's two bodies with two sanctities? For example, like the case that he asked. When you lost the second one, you get a tumah with a third one. And then the second one is nitik la'ila, becomes a kabin ayla. So it comes out, that was his question, ma, what's the halacha going to be when you find the second one? That since you say that now this second one, it's a second animal, and it's a different sanctity, so you can do tomorrow, or maybe then no, ultimately, at the end of the day, it did come, it got its strength from the first animal, and that one already did tomorrow with, and therefore you wouldn't be able to be chaser maim. That was his question. That's the Gemara, take it, let it stand. We don't have an answer for his question. Now, Lishna Achrina, a different version, which is essentially the Yerushalmi's text of the same question, which he was asking two questions. Bayer Bavit, Rabbanan asked, L'Rabbi Yechanan, the Amar, same as before. The Amar Eim Amir, M'chayiz Amir, and he says, okay, in Reb Shimon, you can't do Tumur and then Tumur again. You're done. One for one, and that's it. Following question. Hifresh Asham L'Iskapabay. If he designated carbon Asham to get a Tumur with, V'Heim Abay, and he already did Tumur with it. Then, V'Hum Amidvel B'Blemish, V'Chil Alach, and there's Dikans, are great on another one. Ma'u Sheyach Z'V'Yamar. What's the halacha? Could you go ahead and do Tumur again with this second animal? Where this is what's called Shnei Gufim V'Kedushachas. It's two different bodies, but one sanctity. And as that was, like we explained before, that was essentially his first question. Or the opposite case, which is the same idea. Or let's say it didn't develop a blemish. Rather, you lost the first one. And the Skapim B'Asham Achim, but you get into Tumah with a second different Asham. So therefore, then when you find that first one, benitik zela ayla, so when you find it, so this means that the first one was a karban ayla, so that's the case of shtei kedushas of a guf echad, two sanctities with one body. Ma'o sheyachz of yomer, what's halacha, like we explained before, can you go ahead and do tamura with that original animal itself? Which are these two questions that Abaye had said, in qualifying the first version. Now, on that of Abaye, so he's, and according to Yerushalmi's version, that he was asking these two questions, which are essentially the same two kedushas, one guf, two gufim, one kedushas. Sabai here also asked in this version, he said, wait, haikumi boile. Which one of these is his primary question? Because Sabai understood that one is more dominant than the other. And therefore he's asking that if his question was kedusha cheres ba'isa guf, when you have a different sanctity in the same body itself, which is like we're calling this case guf echad b'shtei kedushas, the original animal, which is when it was originally Ashram, he did Timur, and now it's an Ayla. So if that's his primary question, so then why does he ask the other question? He doesn't have to ask, oh, when developed a blemish, and you deconsecrate in the other one, which is the other case of two gufim with kedusha achas. And the gear says, in iguf acher ba'isa kedusha, and if his question was primarily, no, a different body with the same sanctity, so then he shouldn't ask the question about when you get an atonement with that first, when you get a tumah with a different one, and now this one is the same body with two different kedushas, he shouldn't have asked that question. So the Gemara answers, you're right, those are the same, and he could have said one and not the other one. But Reb Avin, as we said in the first version, it was actually one out of another question that he had, and which is what we call an imtim tzolemer, which according to this version, actually, he's not asking anything regarding two bodies and two sanctities. Rather, as follows. Yeah, one was more dominant, but then he asked one out of the other one. That is, first he asked, "Humam v'chil lo yalachar." If the first one developed a blemish and he deconsecrated into another one, his question was, "Mao sheyach zaviyama? What's halacha? You go ahead and do tamura on this second animal." What's the question? Miyamina, do we say ba'ashem rishon hu de'in chayzam eimer? Yeah, the first one you can't go ahead and do tamura again because that's the same body and the same sanctity. Aval, and the gear says beguf acher, but with another body. The second one, Avogav the Kaddish Isa Kedusha, even though it has the same sanctity, but it's a different body. So Chayzim, maybe you could go ahead and do Tumura. Idilma, maybe then no, Kol Ba'isa Kedusha, since it has the same sanctity. In Chayzim, maybe you can't go ahead and do Tumura again. That was his first question. But then he had what's called the Imtim Tzolema. And if you're going to say, okay, wait a second. And the Gira says, Hadin Guf Acher. This other body, Kivin Ba'isa Kedusha Koim, since you're right, it's the same sanctity, they're both Ashams, it's taking the place of the first one. So you're right, In Chayzim, Maimer. So you can't go ahead and do tamur with the second one. But then this question was, El Neskapa Ba'asham Acher, what's if the first one had an atonement, it didn't have a blemish, but it just got lost, and you got an atonement with another one, V'nitik Zer Rishon Lo'ila, and then therefore the first one that was initially lost now becomes a Karman Lo'ila. That was his second question, what's called Imtim Tzilema, Chadim Egoi Chadim Itma, Ma'o Sheyach Zaviyam Abay, what's a lach, could you go ahead and do tamur with now the original one? What's the question? Do we say that yes, ki ein meimah v'chayzim meimah, when does Rabbi Yochanan say in Rabbi Shimon that you can't do tumor and do tumor again? Hanamili oisa guf b'oisa kedusha. That's that same body with the same sanctity. Aval oisa guf b'kedusha acheres chayzim meimah. But that same body with a different sanctity, you can do tumor again because you did with Ashim, now it's an oila. Idilma, or maybe, and the gear says, Aval gav de kedusha acheresi, even though it's a different sanctity, no, kibin oisa guf, it's the same body of the same animal, ein chayzim meimah, you can't go ahead and do tumor again. That was his question, which, according to this version, the question was, again, not in the two guf and the two gedushas, rather this version held that the two bodies and one sanctity is considered more as one, which was his first question, more than when it's two sanctities in one body, meaning he was able to entertain that actually two sanctities in the one body would be more of a reason to say you could do tumor again, more than when it's one sanctity in two bodies. That was his question. Take it, let it stand. Therefore, that's why it's not difficult to buy his question, like, okay, which is his primary question? He had a primary question. But then it was Imtim Tzalaymer on that. Versus the first version, the Imtim Tzalaymer was based actually two kedushas and two gufim. That was his question. Where the first question, yeah, could have been either one or the other. And the reason why he said such a long case was actually because if you say that, that's not going to be. But what's if you have this third case, which two gufim and two kedushas, that was the first version, said maybe over there could be meimer chayzer meimer. Now, similar discussion, which up until now we were discussing regarding the primary and the secondary regarding to the laws of Timura. Now we move on to a different context with the same discussion, or maybe Shubin Levi, regarding the requirement of adding a fifth of redemption. Hektesh Rishon Meisav Chaimish. Shubin Levi said the following halach. He says, the primary sanctity of a carbon, of something that's sanctified, when you're redeeming it, Meisav Chaimish, you have to add on the fifth. That's halach of redemption of Hektesh, which is actually what's called Chaimish Melabar. It's a fifth externally, which is actually a quarter. But when you have all of them together now, that fifth will actually be, that added on amount will be a fifth of the new amount. But be that as it may, hektesh rishon you add on the fifth, but vein hektesh sheni. But when you have a secondary hektesh, for example, let's say the first one developed a blemish and then they got deconsecrated onto another animal. That other one is hektesh sheni. Well, now if you go ahead and it develops a blemish, the second one, and you want to deconsecrate it, so then there you're not going to be Meisav Chemish. There you don't add on a fifth. And so to Tumur would also be Hektesh Sheni. It's a secondary of the primary Hektesh. Now, on that, Allah Hamra Papa, says, my time in the Bishum Levi. What's the reason of Bishum Levi? So it says, because Amakra, the Pasuk says, Vim Hamakdish, if the one who sanctified this thing, Yigal is basically going to want to redeem his house back. So the halach is that the one who sanctified and wants to redeem it, halach is v'yosef chamishas. He has to add on the fifth. But one thing we see, it's the makdish. It's what he sanctified. V'loy hamatfis, but not what he transferred. The secondary doesn't have the halacha of the chamishas. Now here's where the question, again, the Gemara starts the same discussion. Bayer Bavin. What's in the following case? Because both of them are saying that secondaries don't work. By Tumur according to Rabbi Yechanan in Rabbi Shimon, and so too over here in this halacha of Rabbi Shimon Levi, secondaries doesn't have the halacha. But the question is, hifrish ashram liskavaboy. If he separated carbon ashram to get a tomah with it, vahumam, and develops a blemish. And, like the primary halach in Hektesh Rishon, v'haysub lov chaymish v'chilloy, and the gear says al chaveri. So you add on the fifth, and deconsecrate onto something else, which is that's the halacha of adding on the fifth. Then the second one got lost, v'niskavaboy ashram achar, and he ultimately got a tomah with a third one. Then that comes out, so then the second one now becomes a carbon oil. Like we explained before, the same idea of what's called Shnei Gufim Shnei Kedushas. The second one now is a second body, and it's also a second sanctity. That's his question. Are you going to add on the fifth? Is it considered Hektesh Sheni, or is it actually considered Hektesh Rishon? So Mabai says, as in the previous Gemara's discussion, it says, what exactly is Reb Avin's question? Now, as we alluded to before, this is where Rashi says the idea, is that the assumption of the Gemara right now of Abaya is that the question of Rav Bavin is not in Shtei Gufim v'Shtei Kedushas. Rather, he's actually talking about two different things in his one big case. First, he's asking regarding Shnei Gufim and Kedusha Achas, when there's two different bodies with one sanctity, which that's the second one. And then the next case that he's asking on is regarding Niskapa B'Hashem Achar, regarding the third animal. In other words, in the case when the first one does not develop a blemish. Rather, meaning not with a third one, but rather the first one doesn't develop a blemish, rather it gets lost, and you have a tumah with another one, meaning a second one, and then you find the first one, and that's Nitig L'Oila, which that's the case of Shtei Kedushas and Guf Echad. That was his second question. So that's why Abaye asks, he says, which one is the primary question above it? He should have asked that one, and we would have known the other one implicit from that. Which one? And that's because Abaye assumes that one of these are more primary, like we said in one of the versions of the Yerushalmi, the version that possibly that when you have one guf and two kedushas, that would be more separated than the case of two bodies and one kedusha. So then ask that one, why is he asking both questions? Because again, Abaye is understanding it not as in one case of two guf and two kedushas, but rather as two different cases. So he asks this as follows. He says, if his question was regarding two bodies and one sanctity, so then he should have said it without the getting atonement with another one. Rather, he should have just said that if the first one develops a blemish and he deconsecrates, he adds in the fifth, where the reason why it has to be like that is because the halalacha of adding on the fifth doesn't apply b'kach mizbeach if it doesn't have a blemish, because an unblemished animal does not go out to be chulin. So it developed a blemish, and you deconsecrate it onto another one. Then that second one develops a blemish. That should have been his question. They should have said that, okay, do we say that since it's the same sanctity because it was taking the place of the first one, even though it's a different body, so you're not going to add on the fifth one on the second one? Or maybe they know, since it's two different bodies, so you're going to have to add on the fifth. Now, and if one's going to say, wait a second, but Rabbi Shua said that hektasheni, you don't add on a fifth, that would be talking about a case when if he's matfis a bal mum lebedek abayis. He goes and he takes a blemished animal and he consecrates it for the temple upkeep. Then he deconsecrates that onto another bal mum. Where there he's not being mechadish, he's not introducing anything novel in that second one. That's definitely called hekdesh sheni. But regarding the case that we're describing over here, where he's actually matfis a tam, the first one developed a blemish, and he's taking this unblemished one to take its place, where now that's fit for the altar, that maybe we wouldn't call hektesh sheni, because the first one was only fit for its monetary purpose, and this one's fit for the mizbech, and maybe we'd call it a new sanctity, and therefore that's why you would maybe have to add on the fifth when you're redeeming it. That was his question. And so then let him say without the case of atonement with another one. Just say it in the case of the developed blemish. And ishtei kedushas b'guf echad k'mibayi. And if his question was, no, regarding a case of when it's two sanctities in one body, then tibayi b'lei humam. Then he should have asked it without the first one developing a blemish before it got lost. No, it got lost and you separate another one and you got atonement with that second one. Then the first one gets found and it's netik loyla. That should have been his question. Do we say that it's hektesh sheni in the same animal? Why? Because you already had atonement with another one, and this is secondary to it. And if it develops a blemish and you come in to deconsecrate it, because the first one wasn't, it was just lost, so maybe you wouldn't add on the fifth, because it's secondary to the other one that you get atonement with. So therefore, that should have been his questions. Why does he say it in the way that he said it regarding these two different questions? To which the Gemara answers, like we said before, he's actually asking one within the other one. In other words, which the Gemara is transforming now, which was implicit in the question, but that's not how Abaye understood it, that actually the question of Rebbe Oven is actually that it's going back on the Reisha, and it's not something else, not another case. Rather, he's saying a case of when there's two guf and two kedushas, as follows. He was saying, Imtim Tzolemi, if you're going to say, which that's the idea of Chada Migoy Chada, that Shnei guf and Kedusha Achas Loi, that, yeah, when there's two bodies and one sanctity, that then it's not going to take effect to have the chiv of chaimish. Why? Because already one time you already added on the fifth for the same sanctity. So although this is the second body and now the second one develops a blemish, still you're not going to add on the fifth when you're redeeming it. But shnei gufin, shnei kedushas mai. But his question was, but when it's two bodies and two sanctities, then what's the halacha going to be? Do we say that since it's two bodies and two sanctities, then it's not called hekdesh sheni, you can add on the fifth? Because in this sanctity and this body, we never add on the fifth. Or maybe that since ultimately it's coming to take the place of the first one, then we're going to call it hektesh sheni regarding the laws of chaimish, and you're not going to add on the fifth. That was his question. It wasn't just one or the other. It actually was when it's two gufin and two kedushas. So the Gemara, take it, let it stand. Here too, there says the Gemara Lishna Achrina, another version, which again Rashi says that's the Yerushalmi's version, which is the same thing like we said in the previous Gemara's discussion of Reb Bavin regarding Temura. That's the same thing that's going to be now in the Gemara's discussion regarding the discussion of chaimish. By Rebavin had the question. Hefesh Ashim Leskapa Boy. Someone separated Karman Ashim to get a tongue with it. Vahumam Vechilu Al Acher. It developed a blemish and deconsecrated on the other one. And as the text of the Tzankajim adds on in Nois Aleph, Vahisiv Chaimish, and they add on a fifth, because that's the primary halacha of the Kedusha Shana. Mao Shinachsav Yisiv Chaimish. What's the halacha? Does he go ahead and add on the fifth on this second one? That was one question. Additionally, and the Girsa takes out the Vav, Niskaper ba'ashem acher. Let's say he got atonement with a different Ashem. This first one didn't develop blemish, which was essentially the way Abaye had asked it in the first version. v'nitik zel ayla. And so therefore now that when you find this first one, it becomes a karmen ayla. Are you going to add a fifth one on that original animal? Because it's in a sense the kedusha rishayna of being an ayla. On that amabayis, he says, wait a second. Hadin kame bayle. What's his question? If his primary question is another sanctity in the same body, so why does he have to ask in the case when the first one develops a blemish? It's unnecessary. It's just regarding this first one anyway. So it's not relevant regarding that it developed a blemish. We're talking about this one. You add on the fifth, and we want to know that regarding it itself, if it's going to go ahead and have the halacha of, is it considered kedusha shni regarding the second one? So even if you didn't redeem it once, it could still be considered that in the same body, that if it has a different kedusha, maybe it's going to be considered kedusha shayna. And the gear says, iguf acher, and if his question is regarding a different body, ba'isa kedusha with that same sanctity, and again, the same kachem and nice base adds on the missing words, chulu, that, so lo nibayi niskaba ba'shamacha, then they shouldn't ask it with getting a tumah with another one. That's not the relevant idea. So it's the Gemara says, Rabav and Chadim Yigay Chadim Kamei Bailei. He was asking one from one, which was, Humam, it developed a blemish, V'chilal Acher, and it was deconsecrated onto another one. So, Ma'ar Shuyes of Lev Chaymish. So the question was, what are you going to say over here? Are you going to add on a fifth? What's the question? Mi Amrin, do we say, Ba'ashim Kamahu, and the Gemara says, De'enoi Maisiv. Yeah, but the first one we said that you're not going to go ahead and add on because it's the same body with the same sanctity. Av Baguf and the Gir says Acher, but with a different body. Avagav the Kam Ba'isa Kedusha, even though it has the same sanctity, and the Gir takes out the word Ein Ma'isav Chaimish, you would add on a fifth because it's a different body. And there's a continued type of Yudim and Alf. Oidemo maybe no. Kol Isa Kedusha Ein Ma'isav Chaimish. If it's the same sanctity, even though it's a different body, you're not going to add on a fifth because you already went and gave a fifth for this Kedusha. And the Imtem, so let me begin to say, and the Gir says again Hadin Guf Acher when it's a different body. Kivin Baisa Kedusha Kam, since you're right, since it's the same sanctity, and the Girsa adds on the word, Eina Maisav Chemesh, you're not going to give a fifth, because it's the same sanctity. But Elon is Kaba Ba'acher, but that was our question. But if let's say you got a Tumah with the second one, V'nitik Zel Oila, now the first one goes and becomes an Oila, now what's Allah over there? And that's the question. And that's why we said, why do you have to say it when it develops a blemish? You're right, that's regarding, that was the first case. Now we're asking a different case, which is this other case, that and the gear says ki ein ma'isav chemish. When do you net out on the fifth? That's ba'isa guf, ba'isa kedusha. When it's the same body and the same sanctity, or like we said, even possibly even the same sanctity in different bodies. Av b'kedusha acheris loy. But if it's even if it's the same body, but if it's a different sanctity, then not. So even though you would say maybe that okay, it's getting you already got atonement for the same one with the second one that took its place, but this is a different sanctity because this first one now instead of being usha became an ayla. Maybe then no, kim isa gufu, since it's the same body that originally the second one took its place, and the Girsa adds on, in the Maisav Chemish, maybe we're not going to add on the fifth, even though it has a new sanctity, but this is the original body that the second one took its place, that you're getting atoned with it, and therefore it would be considered hektish sheni. So it's going to take a let it stand. That's the question that he had, was chad megay chada, and therefore that's not resolved. Therefore, even if you say that the one of when it's shtei guf megedusha achas, but still we're going to have the question regarding when it's guf achas for shtei kedushas, if that's going to add on another fifth, even though you add on the fifth to the second one, when you had an atonement with that second one, that's the question, is this the hektish sheni or hektish rishon? That's the question that is unresolved.